We are listening to Scanner there, and that's because now on the phone we have Roger Hannigan Gilson from the Times Union, who has been working with Scanners this week.
Good intro. This story's from yesterday. I just found out about it yesterday morning, but apparently the and, you know, this is from Sheriff Kraft, Sheriff Don Kraft, Columbia County Sheriff, that the Columbia County Jail is and has been since last summer been scanning the retinas of, you know, people who enter the Columbia County Jail. It's for identification purposes. Their irises are also scanned when they're about to take medication in order to ensure that, you know, the right inmate is getting the right medication. They're also scanned upon release to make sure the correct person is being released. This program, this whole thing started, I believe, in July, so it's been going on for a while. And it's interesting because this isn't just a Columbia County story. This is either happening at or will soon be happening at every single county jail in New York State.
And it's already happening in Albany County and in Rensselaer County. They're training it to start, right?
Yeah. Albany County under Sheriff Craig Apple were one of the first sheriff's offices to adopt it. Essentially, what happened is using federal COVID money, the state granted this company, which is called BI2. They're based in Plymouth, Massachusetts. They granted them money to install these systems at all the jails in the county. Like, the system was developed, and this is why it was COVID money, to track infectious diseases. I talked to the COO of BI2, and, you know, he said that, yes, the pandemic, it's no longer considered a pandemic. It's not like the disease doesn't exist. But, you know, he said that at the moment, it wasn't primarily being used to track COVID. But, you know, he pointed out, like, what about the next pandemic? You know, fingers crossed it won't happen. But who knows what the future will bring.
But it's also a non-touch thing, because this is replacing a wristband, right, that did the same job of identifying what inmate needed the right medicine or what inmate needed to be released.
Yeah, it basically replaces two systems. It replaces fingerprinting, which is used when, you know, prisoners are brought into the jail, and it replaces the wristband system, which is for meds. It replaces the two systems. Sheriff Kraft, who I talked to, said one of the advantages of that is, you know, some people don't like being fingerprinted. It involves, like, touching the prisoner, and the retinal scan doesn't involve any physical contact. You know, because sometimes there was trouble getting people's fingerprints. I asked him, like, well, couldn't a prisoner just close their eyes? And he said, like, well, yes, but, you know, it's, you know, people resist being fingerprinted also, and he believed this was a better system.
Yeah, I guess we've all seen a bunch of Tom Cruise movies where somebody does something with the, put some fake eye in or whatever.
Minority Report. I couldn't remember the name of that film when I was interviewing him, and I wanted to make a joke, like, well, unless there's a Minority Report situation. So thanks for bringing, yeah, okay, that was the movie.
And this is also happening to not just prisoners, right? If you visit the jail.
Yeah, I mean, it's initially happening to prisoners. Essentially, the bigger stories here, and we're going to do more on this, is that this company, BI2, it's a private company. It's privately owned, privately held, all that kind of stuff. They're accumulating all these retinal scans. According to the COO, they have 2.7 million people's retinas in a giant database, and it's this database they check when a prisoner's retinas are scanned. Of course, when the prisoner's retinas are scanned, they become part of the database. So BI2 is slowly gathering all these retinal scans. And not just in New York. There's been, you know, they have contracts elsewhere. And recently, this last summer, they offered a mobile service, like a mobile retinal scanner. You can just put it on your phone to 21 sheriff's offices that are along the U.S.-Mexico border. So they're trying to get their technology out there.
Yeah, because if they get all the police forces to adopt it, then the money rolls in.
Yeah, and also it's kind of like a user generated thing. Like obviously the people whose retinas are being scanned don't want them to be, but it's user generated in that it uses systems that it relies on users, aka the law enforcement agencies, to provide more information for the database. So the more contracts they have, the larger the database becomes, and the better it gets at identifying people. Because, if there was a database with 500 irises in them, it would be worthless.
And I'm guessing the courts think that these retinal scans are equivalent to fingerprints?
It hasn't, at least with this situation, it hasn't been addressed by the courts. Hmm. But the state, New York State is 100% fine with it. It was federal money, but it was directed through the state. It was a $21 million grant, I believe. So, the state is very on board with this happening.
So if I go to the Columbia County Jail to visit someone, I get scanned and I get put into the system?
Well, if you are about to be... I was going to say a member of the jail, but yeah, if you are going to intake
and visiting, what if I'm a COO?
Pardon?
Do the COOs get the correction officers?
Not to my knowledge. I don't believe they are.
But if I come and visit somebody, I probably do.
Oh no, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't. No,
you would not.
They're not doing visitors.
They're doing visitors, but visitors' retinas are not being scanned.
Okay.
So it's, being used on prisoners, but I mean, if you look at what BI2 is doing elsewhere, I mean, it's being used in a limited way in Columbia County, but you see with like the mobile app, it's kind of expanding its use.
Yeah. So it is just the same as fingerprints, except for the mobile app part, that they can instantly identify someone.
It's also much quicker, and it's also more accurate. Apparently, there's the possibility, at least, of mismatches with the fingerprinting system. The COO of BI2 also said, and I'm not sure how commonplace this is, but that it was possible to burn one's fingerprints off, and then, if you're entering a jail, they just, they're crap out of luck.
All right. This is a fascinating story. And like you said, I guess we're going to hear more about this in the coming year.
Yeah. Because, it was odd. Nothing at all had been written about it. But, 57 sheriff's departments are on board and getting these systems installed.
All right. We're speaking with Roger Hannigan-Gilson from the Times Union. Any other stories you're about to work on? Or is it holiday week and everybody's off?
Oh, no.
The news never stops.
Yeah. I get Monday off. That's it. This for Christmas. Working on a couple other things. I'm working something about the Catskill Central School District, which is actually going to be released in like an hour and a half. So I can't reveal it all. But, we're raising questions over an administrator that works at the Catskill Central or the Catskill School District due to his actions at his last job when he was principal in Westchester County.
So that is sure to get some parents reading the Times Union in the next hour or two.
Yes. It's an interesting story, and people should check it out. I just can't give it away before we drop it.
Yes. Well, we'll let you get to that and get that posted, and I guess we'll talk to you next week.